It's M. Scott Morris from the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. How are you today?
I'm doing fine and dandy. How about yourself?
I want to say congratulations. It's just me and you, no Kelly.
Well, I can't say that stuff because you record this and she'll hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she will. All right, so the movie, Twilight, Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
Yeah, the revenge.
Oh, man.
Now, you and I are not the target audience
for
the Twilight movies. Age and gender, we have different chromosomes for this.
Yeah.
And so there was some stuff that I imagine, I don't know exactly, because I can't predict everything, but I would imagine there are a lot of women who would really enjoy the beginning of this movie,
and
it was driving me kind of nuts. I did not so much enjoy this whole drawn-out wedding process that this began. And then for a lot of the honeymoon, I didn't necessarily enjoy a lot of that, because it just seemed to like just go on and on and on.
Yeah.
But then the action kicked in, and the last half of the movie, I was really engaged in it.
Yeah, you know, I saw the very first one, and
I
enjoyed it. I mean, it wasn't my kind of movie, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I have not seen any of them up until this one.
I'm the same way.
So I was just maybe a little bit lost on it, you know, but, you know, it's easy to kind of catch up with it. I mean, it's a wedding, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, you do know that, you know, brides can now order Bella's dress.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, in sizes 0 to 30. So it's available now. So, you know, if you want to renew your vows, you got something that you can buy there.
Well, that's great. That's what I need, more things to spend money on.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I think the pregnancy is an interesting situation, too.
Yeah, I mean, when that came up, then all the problems started. You know, up until that, she seemed unhappy about getting married. But other than that, it's like, well, then she shouldn't get married. She's going to go ahead and go through with it. Let's see what happens. But then when the pregnancy happens, and then, you know, when a vampire, you know, impregnates a human being, you know, what's going to happen? And apparently nobody knows. And so that created a lot of tension, and we had like a little mini war started between the clan of werewolves and Jacob Taylor Lautner and his gang against Edward Cullen, Robert Pattinson, and his group. And there's Bella Shaw, Kristen Stewart there in the middle of it with the baby. Or whatever it is. And so it got interesting. I mean, by the end of it, you know, I was like, ooh, I'm into this. And it's just, I can't forget the fact that the first, like, 30 to 45 minutes of the movie, I'm thinking, oh, God, this is going to last forever.
I know. And then you're also thinking, it's just part one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it does, it gets more interesting. And the whole baby, whatever, that is kind of twisted, a little dark. It's a little different. And this movie is rated PG-13.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's one of those things that makes you kind of